Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord God. Hallelujah. This is Jesus' Hot Magazine, and we have something wonderful in store for you today. God has truly ordained this day to be blessed. And before we get started, we are going to meet at Proverbs 3 to open up the broadcast, Proverbs 3, and I'll be reading from the Message version of the Bible, which is entitled, Don't Assume You Know It All. Good friend, don't forget all I've taught you. Take to heart my commands. They'll help you live a long, long time, a long life, lived full and well. Don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck. Carve their credentials on your heart. Carve their initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for living well in God's eyes and the eyes of the people. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over. But don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under his loving correction. It's the child he loves that God corrects. A father's delight is behind all this. The very tree of life. You're blessed when you meet Lady Wisdom, when you make friends with Madam Insight. She's worth far more than money in the bank. Her friendship is better than a big salary. Her value exceeds all the trappings of wealth. Nothing you could wish for holds a candle to her. With one hand, she gives long life. With the other, she confers recognition. Her manner is beautiful, her life wonderfully complete. She's the very tree of life to those who embrace her. Hold her tight and be blessed. With Lady Wisdom, God formed earth. With Madam Insight, he raised heaven. They knew when to signal rivers and springs to the surface and dew to descend from the night skies. Never walk away. Dear friend, guard clear thinking and common sense with your life. Don't for a minute lose sight of them. They'll keep your soul alive and well. They'll keep you fit and attractive. You'll travel safely. You'll neither tire nor trip. You'll take afternoon naps without a worry. You'll enjoy a good night's sleep. No need to panic over alarms or surprises or predictions that doomsdays, just around the corner. Because God will be right there with you. He'll keep you safe and sound. Never walk away from someone who deserves help. Your hand is God's hand for that person. Don't tell your neighbor, maybe some other time, or try me tomorrow, when the money's right there in your pocket. Don't figure ways of taking advantage of your neighbor when he's sitting there trusting and unsuspecting. Don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder, always spoiling for a fight. Don't try to be like those who shoulder their way through life. Why be a bully? Why not, you say? Because God can't stand twisted souls. It's the straightforward who get his respect. Curse blights the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He gives proud skeptics a cold shoulder. But if you're down on your If you're down on your luck, he's right there to help. Wise living gets rewarded with honor. Stupid living gets the booby prize. And that was the Message version of Proverbs chapter 3, which Proverbs chapter 3 has been the mandate over the beginning of each and every Jesus is Hot magazine broadcast, in case you're just tuning in with us today for the first time in a while or for the first time period. I am Jackie. I am under the founder, which is the Holy Spirit, of Jesus is Hot magazine. So I want to welcome you. I also would like to introduce to some and reestablish with others the presence of my special guest today, who is on the line, correct? So let's see if something technical is happening as to where I am alone today. In case I am alone on this line today, I would like to give our special guest the call-in number, which is area code 347-857-3327. That's 347-857-3327. So I have heard from our special guest, so praise God. We will be connected shortly. And our special guest host today is going to be Pastor Jeffrey Ellison of Not Limited by Walls Christian Center. And Pastor Jeff has joined us on two other occasions, in case you were not available to join us yourselves, and blessed our very souls in the presence of God. So we're going to be welcoming him momentarily, but until he is here, we are going to get before the Lord, get into his presence today, because he is simply worthy of it. We've already begun to acknowledge his presence through his word. So we're going to just come before the Lord in prayer. And as Pastor Jeff joins us today, he will chime immediately in. Father, we thank you in Jesus' mighty and precious name for your presence today, for your presence each and every day of our lives. We thank you, God. We thank you for giving us the opportunity this day to just be quiet and to be still before you in your presence after learning of how to receive when you call throughout this week. We thank you, Lord God, for that lesson and everything that it's brought forward for us personally and collectively throughout this week. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your faithfulness, God. Even when we are unfaithful, you are always faithful. Thank you, Lord God, that you promised that as two or three are gathered in your name, that you are here in our midst, Lord God. So thank you that you're here and you hear us and you will answer us as we call. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, Lord God, we thank you. We give your name all the glory. We give your name all the honor. And we give your name all the praise. We love you, Lord God. We magnify you. You said to come before your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. So as we enter into your gates, Lord God, we say thank you We say thank you for your goodness. We say thank you for your love. We say thank you for your mercy. We say thank you for your grace. We say thank you for the wisdom of you, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding, just as your peace does, that surpasses all understanding and mounts a garrison in our hearts and in our minds in the Anointed One, Jesus. We thank you that you are King of Kings. We thank you that you are Lord of Lords, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our comforter, for being our guide, for being willing to remain as our Lord and Savior returned to sit beside the Father on a throne, the throne of grace, the throne of wisdom, the throne of love, the throne of mercy, hallelujah, the throne of judgment, of which only you are the judge, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that even as a judge, that you, Father, because you're everywhere and you know everything and you see everything, hallelujah, which we were reminded of on the prayer line today for Not Limited by Walls Christian Center, Lord God, that you are everywhere. We give you thanks. We give you glory. We give you honor that you are everywhere. And in times, Lord God, that there may have been those under the sound of my voice that have been in trouble. They may have been in trouble with the law, Lord God, as a judge, Father, which you are the ultimate judge. Thank you that you met them in the courtroom, or even if you're about to meet them in the courtroom for something that has gone wrong or for something that has been done wrong. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, for your love, for your wisdom. We thank you for Holy Spirit even meeting them in your courtroom, Lord God, under your judgeship. Hallelujah. That Jesus' blood, hallelujah, would cover them. That as they face the judge, they would face you, because you are the judge that covers their life, Lord God. We thank you that you have found them not guilty just by association, just by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that as we come before you, that it's not us that you see, Lord God, but that you see your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see his blood, hallelujah, on Calvary, that saved our souls, Lord God. So we thank you that that forgiveness is granted to us because you see his face. So we thank you, Lord God, that that person will stand before that natural judge with you as the spiritual judge, the eternal judge, in their stead, and your eyes to see Jesus through them will cause them the victory, will cause them to be more than conquerors, hallelujah, that they will leave that courtroom justified, hallelujah, that any discipline that needs to happen, Lord God, would be given by you. And we thank you. Whatever that entails, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, that you would be the benefactor of all the glory, all the praise and all the honor that freedom will bring this person. Hallelujah, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. You've done it before, and you're not a respecter of persons, so we thank you that you'll do it again. Hallelujah, your presence, God, your presence. There's nothing like the presence of you. We thank you for your presence, God. We worship you. We honor you. We give all of our attention. We give all of our focus, even on our knees, to you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We worship you, God. You're so worthy to be worshipped. You're so worthy to be honored. You're so worthy to be glorified, God. And thank you for this time before the throne of grace, to come before you and reverence you and worship you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jehovah Nissi, our victory, our banner, and our standard whose banner over us is love. We love you, and we thank you for your victory in every area of our lives. We thank you. We give you praise, God. Oh, hallelujah. We worship you, our King. Hallelujah. You are Jesus the Christ, Son of the living God. Hallelujah. On the cross of Calvary, you gave your very physical, human, fleshly life as an example of our surrender to God. But you went steps and steps further. Hallelujah. And you died on the cross of Calvary. And you left us, Holy Spirit, in your stead to do through us what he did so beautifully through you, that we, though, not have to get back up on a physical cross and to die, because we don't have, we're not equipped with what it took to get on the cross of Calvary to die for our sins, the sins that were created through disobedience to God's words. So we thank you, Father, for your bloodline that covered us on the cross of Calvary, for your DNA that covered every sin, every spot, covered every weight. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you are such an unselfish Father, even after speaking us into existence in Genesis 1 and verse 26, even after speaking to create us in your image and in your likeness to be like you. Hallelujah. Even after all of that, even after sin was enabled through disobedience, after you created us, you still gave us a way of escape, a way back to you in the form in which you created us, in your image and in your likeness, like you, that born-again experience. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we didn't lose every promise that you spoke into our lives. But you did say that death would come, and it was spiritual death that came. But we thank you, Lord God, for restoring us to spiritual life through salvation in your Son, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I just want to take this opportunity to offer anyone before the throne of grace who does not have that relationship that I'm speaking of, that I'm celebrating our Father for right now, that I'm thanking him for, that relationship with his Son, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. For anyone who doesn't have that relationship, I encourage you to take this open opportunity right now, even at this 1:18 p.m. hour Eastern Standard Time here before God in his presence, before his throne. Give you that opportunity to establish that relationship with God through Jesus Christ. The opportunity is here for you. The opportunity is here. And I just want to read from the book of John, the first chapter, to encourage you, because the Word of God says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if the Word of God is not present, your faith is not present to receive it. Because how can you receive something that you need to hear if you haven't, in fact, heard it? So you need to hear the heart of God, the word of God. So 1 John in the New King James Version reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came from a witness, came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, and all through him, that all through him might believe. He, John, was not the light, but was sent to hear, to bear witness to the light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And that is who I have been speaking of. That is who the Word of God has been speaking of this whole time. Let's read John, the first chapter, again, beginning in verse 1 up until verse 17. Again, placing Jesus, his name, in its rightful place. In the beginning was the Word, was Jesus. And the Word, Jesus, was with God, and Jesus was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him, Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, Jesus, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light, Jesus. So John was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light, which is Jesus. That was the true light, Jesus, which gives light to every man coming into the world. Jesus was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Jesus came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us, and he beheld, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Jesus, and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of Jesus' fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So with that understanding, I'd like to offer you the opportunity to come before the Lord in his presence right now and receive his Son. If you do not know Jesus as Savior and Lord, I would like to offer you the opportunity to get to know him right this minute, right this moment, to make him the Lord and the Savior of your life. If you'd like to do that right now at this moment, it's my pleasure to assist you in doing so. Just repeat after me and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, be my Savior, be Lord of my life. Holy Spirit, I receive you now into my spirit. Lord Jesus, I ask you, as you come into my heart, to come into my life, to create in me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit as you enter in. I receive you now as Lord and Savior. Father, I ask you now to write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life for the balance of my days. And if you have prayed that prayer, I want to welcome you personally right now. It is my pleasure to personally welcome you into the kingdom of God. You are inducted into kingdom government. You are a part of the established kingdom of God here on the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for this time with you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence, not only for this broadcast, but we thank you for the remainder of the day, you being present in our lives, you being present at the forefront of every thought that comes to our minds, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can bind the hands of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We come against every spirit of retribution and retaliation that would try to hinder or disrupt any part of any prayer that was prayed today on this broadcast on behalf of our lives and our families' lives and all whom we love and care for, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence that overpowers anything that the enemy could ever try to cause or bring forward in our lives. Lord God, we glory in you. We thank you, Father, for this time with you before the throne of grace once again around the table of your word. Thank you, Lord God, for being our refuge, our strong tower. Lord God, thank you for being so very faithful. Hallelujah, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Thank you for those who have been inducted into your kingdom, into the kingdom of God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord, and it is in Jesus' name that we pray and we close out this time of Jesus is Hot magazine for today. And we say, amen. Well, please stay tuned next week as we will be dealing with the topic of peer pressure on our Bully Proof episode. So we're going to do that on blogtalkradio.com, but at Bully Proof. So please stay tuned. Please get yourself equipped with that information. For more information, go to our Jesus is Hot magazine page and our Bully Proof page on Facebook.com. We love you so much. Be blessed.